Thailand has been busy for months preparing to play host to the APEC meetings, but as Dwali Saikautau reports, Bangkok's concerns go beyond international trade to the threat of terrorism.
When Asia's most wanted terrorist, Indonesian born Hambali, was arrested in Thailand several months ago, the Thai kingdom suddenly found itself in the forefront of the war on terror. President Bush calls Hambali, whose real name is Ridwan Isamuddin, one of the world's most lethal terrorists. But officials here are confident that acts of terror will not happen in Thailand.
I'm sure, absolutely sure, that there is no kind of Jama'a Islam in Bangkok.
This government official, who would not give his name, insisted that Jama'a Islamiyah, Southeast Asia's alleged terror network, has not targeted Thailand.
We have a friend for every country, every nationality, every religion who live in Thailand very peacefully.
Still, many are concerned about Muslim extremists like Al-Qaeda-trained Hambali, who reportedly was planning to use surface-to-air missiles to shoot down planes at Bangkok's international airport during the APEC summit. But General Adun Sansingkao, Deputy Commissioner of Bangkok's Metropolitan Police Bureau, says Thailand is not susceptible to terrorism. We don't have any internal conflicts, he claims, and he said the country is quite stable. For months, his security units have been planning and organizing, combining intelligence networks for the summit.
We have special action teams, SWAT teams, which are well trained, and we also have special units to control the crowds in case there are any protests.
At this call center in Bangkok, operators have been trained to take calls from the public about possible disturbances like anti-APEC protest. The hotline has also been advertised as a place to report suspicious activities or people who might be suicide bombers. If there are any demonstrations, the number of Thais in attendance will likely be low because Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has threatened to cut funding to any Thai group involved in protesting against APEC. Warya Chinawu teaches at Mahidol University.
All of these have been geared to the philosophy that we've been trying to please foreigners as much as we can.
She says Thailand wants to boost its image, so in the weeks leading up to APEC, thousands of dogs were rounded up and sent north. Red and purple flowers were planted along major routes traveled by delegates. Thai flags and bronze elephants were placed around central APEC venues. Even the homeless were sent to rehabilitation centers, while hundreds of illegal Cambodian workers were sent to Phnom Penh, Cambodia's capital.
We are proud of this event, and we try our best, I think. We have been told to welcome foreigners, you know, when they come and ask us where to go along the street. I've been doing that all the time. I mean, you know, it's part of the thing that we've done, and we're proud of being Thai.
Most people here want APEC delegates to experience only the finest the kingdom has to offer. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Bangkok.